everyone, this is your host Estelle. Happy Monday! Though it's quite hard to be happy on Mondays. I know it all too well, especially since this week, Monday means that I have to face a horrible week of midterm exams. 这星期是大学的期中考周，真是太可怕了。Anyways, how was your weekend? 大家周末过得怎么样啊？有没有好好把握时间休息耍废呢？ Did you guys make the most of your time napping in bed to make up for all the energy you lost over the past week?Or did you finally have time to catch up with your favorite television series? Doing these things sounds like an ideal weekend, doesn't it? However, according to today's video, we should spend less time napping and watching TV if we want to win at the game of life. Instead, we should spend our free time exercising, reading, meditating, and pursuing hobbies.
今天的影片叫做别再浪费时间了，空闲的时候到底该做什么？
他告诉我们，如果想成功的话，要少追剧、耍废，多多运动、阅读、冥想，并花时间在自己的兴趣上。Wanna know why? Go check out the video to find out more. But before that, let's first take a look at our sentence of the day. The reason I listed this as the last task is because the other three supplement your ability to work on your hobby or your passion.
慢一点，再来一次。
The reason I listed this as the last task is because the other three supplement your ability to work on your hobby or your passion.
发音的部分我们首先要注意 reason 这个字 reason 的 ea 发的是长音 e reason 然后 listed 这个字的 i 发的是短音 i 可以和后面的 this 连音连起来直接发 th 的音就好了 listed this listed this 然后呢在念 last task 这两个字的时候 t 也可以只念一次把两个字连音连起来 last task last task再来看到 supplement 这个字的发音，它的 p p l e 发的是 pl pl supplement supplement， 然后也要特别注意 ability 这个字有点难念，它有四个音节 ability ability， 还有 passion 这个字的 s s i o n 发的是 shen shen 的音 passion passion。再来我们来看一下抑扬顿挫的部分，在念到 task 这个字的时候，语调可以稍稍上扬，再停顿一下，再带出后面的元音，然后念到最后几个字的时候，一样语调可以往下来表示句子的结束。好的，我们现在来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个单字我们来看到 list， list 当作名词使用的时候，它的意思是名单、目录、清单。Mom gave me a list and asked me to shop for groceries. 妈妈给了我一张购物清单，要我去买东西。Groceries 其实就是各种日用品啊、食物等。超市也可以被称作 grocery store。List 这个字也有出现在一首非常有名的圣诞歌，你们一定听过。
He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
圣诞老人进城来 ，Santa Claus is coming to town.歌词就是在说圣诞老人正在列一份乖宝宝清单，然后重复检查，他将会发现谁很调皮或是谁很乖，圣诞老人要进城喽。回来重点，今天的句子里面的 list 其实是当作动词使用，意思是将某物列成清单或是把某物列入清单。 For example, he listed the names of his students alphabetically. 他依字母排序列出自己学生的名字。第二个单字我们来看到 task 是名词，意思是工作、差事。For example, the interns of this company have a lot of tasks at work. 这间公司的实习生工作时有许多差事要做。Task 也可以指任务，像是 the director is given the task of unifying the entire department. 主管面临了统合整个部门的任务。第三个单字我们来看到 supplement。Supplement 是动词，意思是增加、补充、增补。For example, the actress had worked many part-time jobs to supplement her income before she got famous. 那名女演员在成名前打了好几份工来补贴收入。那 supplement 也可以拿来当作名词使用，意思就是补充物、增补物。For example, desserts are a delightful supplement to a regular meal. 甜点让规律的餐点多了几分愉悦。下一个字我们来看到 ability。 Ability 是名词，意思就是能力、才能。The little girl has the ability to tell incredible stories that engage the listeners. 那名小女孩有能力说出吸引听众的精彩故事。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 passion。Passion 是名词，意思是激情、热情。For example, her passion towards music has driven her to become a singer-songwriter. 她对音乐的热情驱使她成为创作歌手。Passion 的形容词形态就是 passionate， 那意思就是情绪激昂的、热情的。像是 compared to East Asians, Latin Americans, relatively speaking, are more passionate。和东亚人比起来，拉丁美洲人相较之下更为热情。Alright, let's go through our sentence one last time. The reason I listed this as the last task is because the other three supplement your ability to work on your hobby or your passion.Yeah, I also agree that passion is really important, and it leads us through our lives. Although many of you may already be working at a job you may not like, you can still make time for your hobbies to make yourselves happier.
我觉得自己最近就比较缺失这点，被生活牵着走，几乎每天都是上课、上班、上课、上班，真的有空的时候往往都是废在沙发上。
I feel like lately I have been swamped by school and work, and I've hardly had time and energy to do what I enjoy doing. Maybe I should try the four things in today's video. Make more time for myself, and hopefully make my life better.What about you? What has been a goal or dream that you might have been too busy and tired to pursue? Leave a comment and share your dreams with us. And of course, don't forget to record your own challenge. And you can easily find previous episodes on our website and VoiceTube app if you have missed any of them.
网页版的话，只要改一下连结最后面的日期，就可以跳到那天的口说挑战，或是点开音档下方的日历图示，直接点选想要的日期。
Go back in time and learn more. See you until next time. Bye!